Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he hadn't done an interview in like a month since he finished his book tour, by choice, in seclusion with the family up in Minnesota before he goes south to Mexico. The weather out in the winter. And I just called him up at home and said, hey, God, people want to hear from you. And he said, all right, Alex, for you, I'll come on. His TV show premiere is coming up November 7th. We're in the middle of the election. He told me some amazing news about his lawsuit, but he didn't want to talk about much of it on air. I just want to say that he's awesome, and I just can't wait for the truth to come out. Amazing. I'm just going to shut up, let him say what he wants. Just you tell me exciting news. It's hard not to talk about it. But I've always been faithful, never to tell stuff governors told me. That's why he tells me more and more. He knows that. I'm good. All the media folks out there, I know how to keep my mouth shut, but I will salivate a bit. Because it kind of tried to besmirch me, too, going, oh, that guy, you like Ventura, you know. Point is, we're going to talk about some of that. I've got a whole laundry list of Hurricane, how he plowed Piers Morgan a month ago when he was on. We're going to get into so much that is going on. Gov, what else do you think we should get into today?
I don't know, Alex. You know, like I said, I've been laying low for about 3 or 4 weeks right now and just relaxing and doing what I normally do at the end of a book tour, take a big breath of air and exhale it and wait for the next one, I guess.
Yeah, wait for the next wave, huh?
Well, you know, it's also, I don't know about all the people out there, but I'm so depressed watching these television ads on the elections. You know, they're just so, I don't know how to describe them. If you look at the ads literally, you'd think that both guys ought to be locked up and put in jail. No, I mean, because both sides portray the other side that they're nothing but criminals. And so if you view it that way, that the Democrats feel all Republican candidates are criminals and Republicans feel all Democrats are criminals, I just am befuddled and dumbfounded as to why the American public continues to vote for them.
Well, you're right, but I mean, it's really true that both sides are criminals because they're bought and paid for by the globalist.
Well, that's true, but I mean, they even portray it as such during the elections. I'm just talking about the campaign ads on TV. And you know what's interesting about them, Alex? If people ever travel, they will see the same ads in every state, only the names have been changed.
No, you're right, and it's so formulaic as well. Both men are trying to act presidential right now.
Well, not just even at the presidential level, at all levels. See, all of it comes out of the mainstream, the big parties, and then they just channel it out. So you may have like a local congressman running in your state. If you travel across the country, you'll see the identical same ads about that congressman, only they'll change to a different one.
No, I know. It's formulaic. It's incredible.
Yeah. And it's just sickening because our elections are not true today. They're not real. They're strictly controlled by the two parties. And I don't know what's happening in Texas, but up here in Minnesota, they put on the ballot. We get to vote on whether gays should be allowed to get married, and we get to vote on whether we need photo IDs to vote. Well, first let me address the fact that when I was governor, I tried to get unicameral to a vote, a one-house legislature, which is truly government. You know, it's something that people should choose, what they want their government to be. Do they want the bicameral two-house system, or do they want to do what Nebraska has done for the last 75 or 80 years? And at the state level, you truly only need one house. You don't need two. I couldn't even get that to a floor vote on the House floor to allow the people to be able to choose. But yet, they had no problem this year letting the people choose whether they want to allow gay marriage or whether they want to have picture IDs.
Because they see it all as a political diversion. Exactly. It's little football issues.
What it is, Alex, is first of all on the gay voting.
Stay there, Gov. We'll cover that when we get back. Governor Jesse Ventura, straight ahead. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, for the next hour, we've got the one, the only, Jesse Ventura. I just always love hearing his voice, and I always enjoy his different perspectives. We're going to cover the waterfront. We're going to get into the election. We're going to get into all these new wars in Syria and Libya. The fact that world government's being announced on the news. They say big mega banks have taken over Europe and the U.S. We're going to get into his TV show coming up, his book, Democrats and Republicans, No More Gangs in Government. We're going to get into his lawsuit. We're going to get into the new 9/11 film with Woody Harrelson and so many other folks, Martin Sheen, that they're going to be producing pretty much here in the next few months. There is so much to talk about with Jesse Ventura. Some stations just joined us. We do that first little five-minute segment. Governor, recapping, what is it like watching this election? Because never before have I seen both candidates really bought and paid for by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. You did last year a whole TV show. You know, episode on Wall Street owning both parties. Both Bain Capital gives more money to Obama than it does to Romney, and he used to run it. I mean, the rhetoric's different, but really, they're bought and paid for by the same groups. Where do you see this going in the even short term? As the NSA now admits they spy on us without warrants, as TSA run checkpoints on highways. I mean, the unthinkable is just unfolding. How low will we go, Governor?
Well, we'll go as low as the people allow them to go. It's truly that simple. As long as they get away with it, they're going to push the envelope. to violate our Constitution, pay no attention to the Bill of Rights. As long as they continue to ignore that and we, the people, continue to allow them to ignore it, ultimately it's our fault, Alex. You know, we elect these people. Elections today are a complete sham because the two gangs pick their candidates and you're made to pick from the two gangs. And that's the essence of your election. We haven't heard a third voice in a debate now for over 20 years. So I guess we're all lumped into the two systems, the two corrals, the two staging areas, whatever you'd like to call them. And that's what we all are, I guess. Well, I'm not. Let me go officially on the record and say Jesse Ventura does not belong to these two particular gangs. Jesse Ventura never will belong to the two particular gangs. So Jesse Ventura doesn't vote for anyone from the two particular gangs. And if you do vote for Democrats and Republicans, then you're the problem. You're not the solution. You might talk a good story. You might sit out there and criticize and say you stand up for America. But if you walk in that voting booth and you vote for a Democrat or a Republican, then you're part of the problem. And until that changes, the problem will continue.
Well, if you go back to U.S. history, around 200 years ago, one of the parties did basically get kicked out and die, and a new one was created. I mean, that should have happened a long time ago. We should have dozens of parties in this country. But instead, the two-party system, really two heads on the same monster. Gerald Celente's last issue of Prince Forecaster had a great cover. If we can find it for TV viewers. It's a, you know, it's a Trends Journal cover. Where it's a man in a suit with two heads, and it's Romney and Obama. I mean, it's really that simple.
Oh, it, totally, and it's that way all the way down the line. Don't just stop it at the president. It goes that way through our entire election system, down to your local leaders, your state leaders. They have to pay ambience to the party. The party comes first. The gang comes first, as I like to refer to them as. And it's the same as a street gang, which is what I wrote about in my book, Alex. They're identical. The hierarchy of the street gang, the gang comes first before the country. It's always the gang is number one. And that's what you have to do. You notice that any candidate that bucks from the party position doesn't last very long. You know, they're usually drummed out pretty quick and they disappear.
Well, I wanted to raise this as you go through the gang hierarchy. And, you know, you've been a member of the Mongols motorcycle gang, so you know a little bit about that.
Wait a minute. We're a club.
A club. Yes, sir.
We have MC on the back of our colors, sir.
Well, I don't know much about
motorcycle club. It's like a political party.
I understand you're being sarcastic, tongue-in-cheek there. Listen, I like Rand Paul on a lot of issues. I've known him for 14 years, back when he used to campaign for his dad. I've known Ron Paul 17, Rand Paul 14. And, you know, we've interviewed him when he's been here in Austin in person. I've you know, known him for a long time. Some of my listeners went up there and formed his core to get him into office. I privately, you know, got him to run for Senate, was one of the people influencing him. And Ron Paul still stuck to his guns completely. But to see Rand pretty much join with the main line of the party and to even have some of his politicos and people saying, hey, we shouldn't cover Bilderberg now and stuff. I mean, it's just amazing to see how he just got absorbed into the Republican Party and to see all that real political capital he had as a real maverick, you know, supporting his dad over the years, pretty much burn up.
Well, that's the difficulty of it. If you want to stay there, you have to align yourself with them or they will destroy you. Obviously, now, I don't know any of the background of Rand or what went on, so I'm speaking clearly in just speculation here, but I'm sure he got, you know, told you either go along and get along or we'll see you gone. And obviously he made the choice that he likes being there, which, you know, power is something, it's a poison. You know, as you gain power and you gain that, it becomes a poison. It's like, I have to laugh how these two parties have ruined our country, and yet who's going to pay for it? We are. They're not going to accept responsibility for ruining Social Security. They're not going to accept responsibility for ruining Medicare. It's all our fault. And so, therefore, we will have those things cut, those programs. have been around for all these years and have helped people for whatever purpose when they were put into place, we are the ones that pay the price. You notice that the parties and the candidates don't pay any price whatsoever. They don't even accept responsibility. Ultimately, they blame it back on us.
Let me throw this at you again. Governor Jesse Ventura joins us from his home in Minnesota. We're going to cover the waterfront in the time we have with him today. If you just tuned in, looking at this, I've never been what you'd call an egomaniac. But when I was younger and first on the air 17 years ago and even 5 years ago, I was still more ego driven where I would just do things and not even be in control of myself. Now, as I've gained more power, it's been the opposite of a poison. I realize it's a responsibility. I notice my mistakes more. I realize I have to, you know, try to do a good job because people are counting on me. But then I see most people, they start getting a little power, whether they're a manager at McDonald's or you name it, and they start getting crazier and crazier and more arrogant. Watching and studying you and, you know, liking you since I was a little kid, just knowing you now 7 years, I've seen you even mature more and get less ego until you pretty much have no ego and don't even want to be involved in anything other than getting, you know, some good done. How did you not have the poison ruin you of being a movie star, top wrestler, a governor? I mean, we see Hulk Hogan and all the things that you haven't responded to Hulk Hogan and that whole thing. The sex tapes released?
Oh, yeah. I think my wife mentioned something to me about that. Well, you know, it all goes back, I guess, to your basic behavior. You know, people that will behave badly can become powerful, and that doesn't change who they are. They will still behave badly in certain situations. You know, that's just the way it works out. I guess in my particular case, I try not to behave badly. One of the safeguards that I always did, just to show you, Alex, how to protect yourself, when I was governor of Minnesota, I would never have a meeting where any female was in my office without a staff member.
No, I...
And that's purely for protection.
No, I'm...
To protect myself, because I know I won't do anything. But that's the way you have to live today. You're under scrutiny all the time. You're in a position where you can be set up. These people know no bounds in which to try to destroy you, the Democrats and Republicans. They will go to any measure to get rid of the competition. And so it's just a matter of self-preservation and just simply thinking things through and not making irrational, dumb decisions or sporadic decisions without thinking.
Wow, you're right. I mean, I have never told anybody this on air, but I basically have the same rule. I will not be alone, or I try my best to not be alone with, you know, any female other than my wife. I mean, sometimes you've got to be alone.
Isn't it sad that that's what we've evolved to today? Where honest people like you and I have to take those protective steps in which to keep our integrity.
Well, I remember being at a Willie Nelson concert with you backstage and then out watching it, and there were all these beautiful women throwing themselves at you, and you told me that story then. You said, about being faithful to your wife and everything, but you added, hey, Alex, I don't even go in a room alone with a woman. And I guess that's just a rule to live by.
Well, it's just something, I don't know if it's for everyone, but it certainly works for me that way. And that's part of just simply the old thing, Alex. If you're walking down the road at night and you come to a fork in the road and one side is dark and you can't see a thing and the other's well lit and you can see everything, which road should you take?
The well lit path.
Exactly. And so many of things of that nature can be solved simply by thinking and planning ahead a little bit. And don't put yourself in a situation like when I was in the world of pro wrestling. I didn't go to the bars at night. When I finished wrestling, I went up to my room, and I ordered room service, and I watched a lot of television and read a lot. But by doing that, it keeps you from putting yourself in a position where trouble can happen. The worst thing you can do is go to a bar.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, you know, it's the only... it's the old saying. How does it say? Nothing good ever happens after 2 a.m.
Well, I do what you do when I'm out on a shoot now. I go walk around the town and smoke a cigar or something like we did in New Orleans and then just stay out of trouble that way. And I don't even go in bars now. I've pretty much cut back drinking almost to nothing and lost a lot of weight thanks to it. But no, I mean, you are certainly, I'm not, you know, here kissing your butt. It's true. You really are an honorable guy who stayed focused and who's been successful when so many other people destroyed their lives. And you're an example to live by, and I've certainly tried to you know, learn a few things from you, because it's true. So, and even more nowadays, it seems like people out there are out to get anybody who's successful.
Oh, well, that's the media. You know, you got to understand, the media loves to build people up so that they can later take them down. There's nothing the mainstream media like relishes more than to see a quote-unquote star misbehave or do something out of the ordinary, or for a mechanism in which to tear them and break them down and destroy them. You know, the media has a huge ego, too. They like to believe they created you, and so therefore they have the right to likewise destroy you. And it's a constant battle to defeat them. I mean, I can't tell you how many times the media has accused me of things that I just, it was startling. I didn't even know what they were talking about. I mean, I remember when I was running for governor and they came out and said that some bar in Montana that I had jumped up on the stage and had to be restrained and the police had to drag me out of the topless bar. And I looked at my wife and I started laughing and I said, my God, the only time I've been to Montana is when you and I drove through it coming back from Oregon back in 1978 when we left Oregon wrestling.
Well, that's a good place to get into the lawsuit here. I know, taking notes on what you told me, it's certainly some good news. In the lawsuit, you had a chance, these are the things that we can bring up, that you were able to look him in the eye, so break that down. The lawsuit is going forward against the Navy SEAL sniper who wrote in his book that he knocked you out at a SEAL bar. There's a few other things in my notes you said you could talk about, but obviously you like it to be decided in court. You also made the point, we'll go over all this, your deposition stuff and witnesses is public. No media picked it up. And then his witnesses who were hearsay and weren't even there, that was picked up by the news as proof. So I know you won't defend yourself, but you made the point, Governor, that if they throw your case out, it'll be covered massively. If you win, it won't be covered because the system wants to destroy you.
Yeah, I believe so. You know, I really, truly do believe that. I believe that if I prevail in this lawsuit, which I should, because I have the truth on my side, the event never occurred. It's completely made up. And if someone can make something up and prevail in our court system today, then, you know, I'll lose all respect for the court system, and I'll lose respect for the government that we have of this country when a lie can become the truth and when the truth is meaningless. But that aside, I don't like, you know, we're moving forward on the case. I'll let the case do the talking, but I do agree. If I prevail in this case, I bet you won't see much media coverage, but if the chances, which I certainly view as slim and none, that I don't prevail, then you'll see headlines across America on it. You know, that's just how it works and the way they work.
Well, and again, the reason I'm not putting words in your mouth, I wrote notes on what you told me and what I could talk about and what I couldn't, but I wanted to wait till you got on air to make sure I didn't cover any of the other stuff. This is pretty dynamite stuff. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, you've got this guy.
You never say you got anyone, Alex. I mean, OJ got acquitted.
Well, but exactly.
You know, you can't take anything for granted in a courtroom with jury, because it's however the jury is swayed by the evidence presented in court. And hopefully your lawyers are better than theirs. And, you know, a lot of things go into that. So I don't go into it feeling that I have this case in the bag by any stretch.
Sure.
I do go into it knowing I have truth on my side.
Well,
whether truth in America today can prevail, maybe that's what we ought to look at in this court case. Are we to the point in our country today where truth doesn't prevail and that a lie can?
Now you did say you would tell the story about being able to face him. I mean, can you just relay part of that?
No, we just had a preliminary hearing in June to try to settle this, because let's face everything, our courts don't want you to go to court. They do everything they time and cost money and everything that goes along with court. So they very much try to push you to settle. We simply had a court hearing in June, hopefully to get a preliminary settlement where, you know, he would come out and admit that this event didn't happen. I never said anything of that nature. He never hit me and the whole thing didn't occur. And he wouldn't do it. So therefore, it didn't last very long, you know, this hearing, but because that's the essence of the whole case. But I will tell you this, it's the first time, to my knowledge, I ever laid eyes on him.
Well,
if you'd have walked him up to me 2 days before this hearing and asked me to identify him, I couldn't.
What about what your lawyer said, who read the book cover to cover? Can we talk about that?
Well, people can read the book cover to cover and judge for themselves. In his book, he admits to lying multiple times.
See, this is
in his book. He admits to it.
This is what makes me mad. You were in Mexico, and then you'd come back to Minnesota, and you hadn't flown for like a year at the time. Now it's over 2 years or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it was on the news that you had been recklessly driving, going to the airport, and you called me the day it broke, and you said, "I want to come on, and I'm going on other news. I'm here in Minnesota," and I saw your number on the idea. Yes, Governor, on my cell phone. I mean, it's crazy because, again, I know Jesse Ventura pretty good now, folks, and he's all about being in control. He's all about being in control of his emotions. He's all about, you know, being successful, you're an upright guy. And so to sit here and to see them then say that you're this guy, and I had some neighbor when I lived in Westlake who came over one day and he was laughing at me and he said, "Your buddy is on the news with his son flipping a car and a wreck and his wife looks like his daughter, blah, 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 that Jesse Ventura." And I said, "You mean the one with blonde hair?" I go, "That's Hulk Hogan." And my neighbor sat there. That's why I bring up Hulk Hogan. You get confused with Hulk Hogan and he with you a lot. I saw idiot emails going, "Hey, you know, your buddy's in a sex tape. That's how dumb they are." That's why I wanted you to comment on the Hulk Hogan thing. I mean, I'm sure you know people conflate the two, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm sure that, and I'm sure Hogan loves to have, when he does something bad, to have it accredited to me. You know, I'm certain that's probably true, too. But, no, we're completely different people, but we did both have the receding hairline. We're both former pro wrestlers. We're both large. And, you know, with the blonde hair generally, although mine's gray now, I don't bother with mine anymore. It's pretty much all gray now. But I get confused for him all the time. And I think that I get accredited for a lot of the things that he does, and I'm certain that he doesn't get credited for things I do because most of the things I do would never reach the level of being publicized.
But, I mean, my neighbor is a very successful, you know, business owner, a smart guy, and I had an argument with him. And I said, "That's Hulk Hogan." And the neighbor laughed at me and wouldn't believe me. I guess because he was jealous or something that he heard you on my show or something, and that was his way to one-up. People love seeing somebody fall. I mean, what is your take? I know you haven't followed it, but let me just give you the news. A few weeks ago, his friend Bubba the Love Sponge, he's suing him over it. The point is a video they clandestinely shot years ago of Bubba's wife and Hulk Hogan in bed together, and it's graphic. I've watched a little bit of it. What was on the news? They blurred it out. And I mean, my point is that that's an example of being out of control. Is all the things that keep happening to Hulk Hogan. What's your take on why he attacks you every time he's on the radio?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask him. I have no idea. You know, jealousy. I don't know what it would be. I mean, I haven't seen the guy now in I don't know how many years. I mean, it's been, well, put it this way, I haven't seen him personally face-to-face, I would tell you, probably since the early 1990s.
What would you say to him if you saw him right now?
Probably nothing, because I have nothing to say to him. To me, he's irrelevant in my life. He doesn't make any difference to me. I remember one time...
Well, we got to go to break, Governor. I'm sorry. I want to hear this. We're going to come back, then get into the hurricane, your book, the TV show, so much more. Jesse Ventura, he's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
You can run on for a long time.
You can run on for a long time.
Former Minnesota governor, best-selling author, New York Times number one best-selling author of Ain't Got Time to Bleed, Democrats and Republicans is his newest best-selling book. Excellent to give a mainline Democrat or Republican. I know our audience gets it, but the general public certainly doesn't get it. Also, the latest issue that starts shipping tomorrow of InfoWars magazine is out, The Secret Life of Zombies. And it breaks down how brainwashed the public is and how they're in a trance state. Very proud. This is our best issue. It just is unbelievable. We'll talk about that some coming up in the next hour after Governor Ventura, who's been gracious to join us, leaves us. But get the book, Democrats and Republicans, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. Amazing book, Proving Conspiracy Theory with Dick Russell. That is available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And his book from before that, American Conspiracies, you can get those discounted when you get them with Democrats and Republicans. Makes a great Christmas or holiday gift, again, to wake somebody up. Okay, Governor, let's finish up with Hulk Hogan. You were starting to tell a story about him, and then all the real radio happens when we're talking during the breaks. Finish your point about Hulk Hogan.
Just a kind of a laughable thing. I remember when I was governor of Minnesota, I get a call from Vince McMahon, and apparently Hogan had written a book or something, and he was going on a book tour, and they had him coming to Minnesota, but he went to Vince scared that if he came to Minnesota, I would have him arrested. And I was governor at the time. I started laughing, and I said to Vince, I said, Vince, I said, I have far more important things to worry about in my life than what Hulk Hogan's doing. I said, I could care less if he comes to Minnesota. What nonsense is this? I mean, the ego on the guy is unbelievable. To actually believe a governor would be worried about him entering their state.
And, like, you're following what he's doing instead of dealing with state matters or spending...
Yeah. I mean, all this whole sex tape stuff, I didn't even find out about it until about a week ago. I think my wife mentioned it to me on the Internet. I haven't seen any of it and don't care to. I mean, there's nothing there that interests me, really. You know what I find interesting, though, is this. Here's an icon who was portrayed to the American public, much like politicians, I guess. Here's this icon that told all little kids to say their prayers and eat their vitamins and live a clean life. And apparently he doesn't practice much of what he preaches. And yet then you see Jesse Ventura, who is a villain, who the parents were supposed to tell their kids, don't grow up like Jesse Ventura. He's a dirty rat and a villain. So it shows you, I guess, more than ever when I taught the class at Harvard how pro wrestling prepares you for politics. Because it's perfect where the people you assume, your elected officials that tell you that they're these heroes and to take your vitamins and say your prayers and all that stuff, the reality is they're the dastardly villains that they always were in real life. They just portray it a different way to you, the public.
I saw an article in the Daily Mail 2 weeks ago where an actor playing the part of a right-wing terrorist on a TV show has people start fights with him and try to assault him, thinking he's really a terrorist. I mean, that, it's so amazing that people think you're a villain because you played a villain. I have adults that come up to me and say pro wrestling is real. Governor, is pro wrestling real?
Yeah, it's real. Absolutely it is. No, I take offense when people say it's not because pro wrestling's entertainment, but when I get body slammed, you get body slammed. And I like to refer to it as ballet with violence.
So it's both. You're right.
They're tremendous athletic performers. It's irrelevant. And to use the term real is not a correct term to use.
Okay, well then, break it down for us then. I mean, obviously, incredibly dangerous. People have to get their hips replaced, as you have had. All sorts of stuff goes on. So your point is...
You're a performer.
Yeah.
You know, you're just... It's live theater. It's no different than going to the theater and seeing West Side Story production at Broadway. Only this is a physical production.
No, I understand that. When I say real...
In your arena.
Sure, when I say real, there are people that think that people are really, you know, punching each other in the throat over and over again. And I understand it's incredibly dangerous. People get hurt. I'm just saying you're not really trying to kill somebody, though.
No, not at all, because you're responsible for that person. The first thing you're taught, the first thing I was taught by Eddie Sharkey, who trained me to wrestle, he said the first golden rule I was taught was treat your opponent's body as if it's yours. Because if you hurt that guy and he can't earn a living, then you've deprived his family of an income and it's your fault. And that's quite a cost to bear. That's a lot of pressure to go out when you go out there to perform. That you know, I don't truly want to hurt this guy because if I hurt this guy, he can't work, he can't get a paycheck, and he can't feed his family. And that's a hell of a responsibility to have every time you walk in a ring.
You know, that time I sat there for like 2 hours and taped you and I and Willie Nelson having a conversation there in his house playing chess. We never even released all that because it was non-political, but it is so interesting just how it fits into life. Wow, some amazing stories there. I think I'm going to dig those tapes up and actually, you know, put just the general talk out about wrestling because, I mean, you know, the inside story. You ought to write a book on wrestling, Governor, because it's so interesting.
No, there's been tons of them written. I can't add nothing that hasn't already been said, and I'm not even motivated. That's 20 years ago. It'd require me to dig up motivation that's long since been gone.
No, I know. I've been around you quite a few times when the bellhop or something goes, oh, I love it when you're a wrestler. It's so great. You go, I'm trying to forget about it.
No, I don't try to forget about it, but it's so long ago, you know.
That's what you said.
I've been out of the ring now for over 22 years, and, you know, that happened back when I was actually at 40 years old, and I've long since surpassed 40 years old a long time ago.
What'd you think about Macho Man dying?
It broke my heart. He was a great wrestler, a tremendous performer. In fact, I've always said publicly the greatest match that I ever saw, participated in or anything, was WrestleMania 3, Randy Macho Man Savage against Ricky Steamboat. It's the greatest match I've ever witnessed.
you and Rowdy Piper have been friends, too.
Yeah, Rowdy and I go back a number of years, and you know, but I don't see these people on a regular basis. The last time I saw Rowdy, I was out in L.A., I think, doing the Tonight Show or something, and Rowdy happened to be out there, and we ran into each other and talked for a couple hours. But no, I really don't see the wrestlers anymore. The last time I saw them was 2004 when I was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Sure. Well, a couple of them came to your birthday party. Now, getting off that, it's just fascinating, just because it is performance, and people are hearing about. You know, I mean, this is very serious performance. People get killed sometimes. Shifting gears in a geopolitical, your take on the fact that they now admit Al-Qaeda is the main force being used against Libya and Syria to overthrow those governments. NATO and our government are now arming Al-Qaeda while simultaneously saying we've got to give our rights up, Governor, and have TSA play ping pong in our pants and in our wife's brassieres.
Back up now. We're arming Al-Qaeda to fight? I thought we were fighting Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, but no, we're supposedly... I mean, what's your take on Iran, all of this?
Well, my take is it's all orchestrated. I'm a great believer in the works of L. Fletcher Prouty, Colonel Prouty, who made the statement that nothing just happens, everything is planned. And Prouty also stated how the CIA's job, 90% of their job is to go out and create wars throughout the world. So that the military-industrial complex can continue to make money and continue to shovel, you know, all the resources to war. I urge people to watch the scene in JFK where Kevin Costner meets Donald Sutherland. Donald Sutherland is L. Fletcher Prouty. And you need to listen to what he says to Kevin Costner because it's exactly true. And that's what we should be terrified of today. All of these wars are orchestrated. They're, you know, you go back and you read Colonel Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, writes a renowned book called War is a Racket. I can't tell people how important it is to read these books. Read these books from these guys that fought the wars. And when they tell you war is a racket, believe them.
Absolutely. We'll find that and play it. It's Mr. X from JFK movie. We'll pull it up, guys, with a search. It's the top video. Mr. X, JFK movie is the search, and I've actually found it right here.
And then again, go to Smedley Butler, the two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner who made the statement, I didn't fight for the American people, and Smedley died in early 40s. We're talking the turn of the last century. It's been going on for 150 years now, or over 100 years now. Smedley talks about how he didn't fight for the American people. He fought for the United Fruit Corporation. When they wouldn't get cooperation, they'd send in the Marines to get it. And going to war in Iraq, to me, that's equivalent now if we decided Hugo Chavez just got elected again in Venezuela. Well, maybe we should invade Venezuela, overthrow Hugo, and put in a new government because we don't like him.
Governor, expanding on that, specifically on false flag, you were on Piers Morgan like a month ago before you stopped doing interviews for a while. I mean, repeat what you said there and expand on that, because he was trying to interrupt you when you were talking about false flags to get us into wars, Syria.
Well, if you look at all wars are always started with these false flag operations. Something happens to a particular country which gets all their people up in arms and demand revenge and retaliation and, you know, patriotism. And from the Reichstag fire in Germany to the attacks in China that Japan did, and it goes on and on and on to the Gulf of Tonkin incident. And I believe that part of the takeover of locking us down here, I think that there'll be something that's going to happen in a train depot or a bus depot so that the TSA can then get in there. And the only way the American people will accept it is if something happens. And then the American people will throw their hands up in the air and they'll all say, oh, government, please protect us, protect us. And then the government will swoop in then and you'll be going through the same things at bus stations that you're now going through in airports, which I don't go. I may give up my Minnesota Lynx season tickets. Because the last game I went to, I was pissed.
Oh, no, they are converting now where the TSA at proms in New Mexico and Texas, at malls, the TSA comes.
Oh, Alex, what I'm saying, I'm the governor, the former governor, and I was pissed.
Oh,
it was getting late in the year, and I wore a jacket. They patted me down.
They now grab the genitals of people at NFL games. They now go. The TSA is now the certifier.
I think, well, people can do what I do, Alex, and here's what I do. I do not go anywhere that requires me to be searched.
I agree.
I will not attend anything where they require to search me, nor will I go and use anything where it's a prerequisite that I be searched before I go in.
And again, they sell this idea of safety. I love your breakdown of that, where you'd rather face the danger. But the danger is a government that demands to search and look and peer. Why do we even have a Fourth Amendment in our persons, papers, and effects? Stop groping our children.
Exactly. And here we are accepting this. We're accepting and granting our government the ability to search us anytime they feel like it because we all want to be safe from these terrorists. I got news for you. What a scam. There ain't enough. Are terrorists going to invade our country like Normandy? No.
No, all that's happened is the military-industrial complex is staging these events and provocateuring them and using it to take over our lives. It's very simple.
Yeah, it's that simple. It's very. You're completely correct. I agree with your assumption, your analogy there. You know, that's all. It's being done to maintain the power. And again, watch Donald Sutherland where he talks about in civilized society, everything is about their war powers. That's what they believe it takes to keep us all civilized. I believe we should have grown past that by now.
Is there any way to turn this around? Because the United States has now become the engine of tyranny worldwide. We've been captured by foreign banks. It's now all over the news. I can play you the clips where they say foreign banks now have captured us. We're under world government. You know, CNBC, CNN. World leaders announcing it, but simultaneously, you and I are conspiracy theorists to talk about it.
Well, you know, it was interesting because I was asked the other day on something if I believe that 9/11 was a conspiracy. And my response was, well, the government told me it was. Because the government's whole answer to 9/11, Alex, is a conspiracy. The government told us that 19 Islamic radicals armed with box cutters defeated our multi-billion dollar air defense system, all while conspiring with a bearded guy in a cave in Afghanistan.
That's...
So why do we get labeled conspiracy theorists when our government promotes a conspiracy theory?
Well, also, then they hold people for a decade, torture Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's family, including his child, threatening to kill him. That they admitted that. And then he confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built until 4 years after he was in secret custody. So you're in a CIA torture camp for a decade now, and they've got the blind sheik, doesn't know what planet he's on, up there taking credit for it when he can't even walk down the street.
Well, you know, it's the old cliche, as they call it, enhanced interrogation. It's waterboarding. I've been waterboarded, and I can assure you, if they waterboarded anybody 3 or 4 or 5 times, you're going to confess to anything.
Well, they couldn't get Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to do it for years.
Yeah, he confessed.
But they brought his kid in, yeah.
No, he confessed, too. They waterboarded him like 160 times.
No, exactly. But I mean, they were saying that isn't what finally did it, though, to get him to testify. They had to threaten his son.
Well, I don't know nothing about that. All I know about is the waterboarding. And, you know, again, it goes back to the same old thing. We're willing to accept this, that for some reason everybody in our country thinks these terrorists are going to overthrow and threaten our freedom.
But how ridiculous is it?
How is Iraq or Afghanistan or Iran or any of these places have any effect on our freedom?
Well, that's it, Governor. The danger is a government that says we'll secretly grab citizens with the NDAA that Obama promised not to sign but did, disappear you, torture you, kill you if we want, and then use some other tortured person's testimony. I mean, that's the old thing of putting people on the rack in the Inquisition. I mean, it's so incredibly obvious you can't believe testimony taken from torture. And then whoever's doing the torture, that's the bad guy. That's the Joseph Mengele.
Well, the thing is, it's, you know, we also, if you look at the Iraq war, Iraq didn't do anything to us. We invaded their country. We 10 years. What had Iraq done to justify us invading them? Nothing. That's what the communists did. That's what the Nazis did. And now we've done it. How is ours different?
This is classical tyranny that's happening, and people...
Well, and the people here seem to accept... You know, again, I'll go back to what I said to you before, Alex. I'm 60 years old now, and if you count the war on drugs, which we should count it, because thousands of Mexicans are getting killed every year as a result of it, so it is indeed a war. It's real. If you count the war on drugs, the Cold War, and all the other wars, we've been at war my entire life.
Yes, sir. We're going to come back with Jesse Ventura. Stay there.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
By the way, I'm not bragging. I just feel honored. Jesse Ventura didn't even, he canceled the Jay Leno show a few weeks ago because he wouldn't fly. He was going to take the train all the way out to California. And of course, as you heard, they're now showing up groping at trains. So we're getting him here. He had done an interview in about a month, and he's with us this segment and one more. We're going to get into a bunch of news and break down some medical news as well and look at this big hurricane. Governor, you got interrupted again by the break. Do we remember what you were talking about? We've talked so much during the break, we've moved on from there.
No, I don't recall. We'll just move on from there.
You're going to come on the day after the election, Lord willing, November 7th to break down the TV show. But give us a little hors d'oeuvre now of what you think one of the most powerful episodes is going to be.
Well, I think they're all good. You know, we do some this year where I believe we expose a conspiracy for being a fraud, too. You know, we play both sides of the street on the show this year. I'm real pleased with my Sean Stone with me this year, Oliver Stone's son, as well as my own son, Tyrell, along with June Sarpong, and they all do a great job, and we work real hard. We, as I said, we finished the shows a year ago, and for some reason, they're not going to air until November 7th, which is the day after the election, but at least they're going to air that. I had my doubts they would get on the air at all, but they're going to get there.
That sounds very, very political, that they sat on them for almost a year. And I know I'm not supposed to talk about the backstory stuff because I was part of the show as a consultant, some, and appeared in all three seasons in some of the shows. But, I mean, I'm telling you, they really do not want you out there during the election because they know you're criticizing the two gangs.
Well, you know, maybe so. I don't know. I have no proof that says anything contrary to it. But, judge as you may, I just found it kind of hilarious that we go on the day after the election's over. Not that any of the shows deal with elections, because they don't, but they're going to be good this year. They'll be fascinating. They'll make people think a lot, and a couple of them are way out there. You know, we decided in the third season that we would take the plunge and get real controversial, and I think we did.
You certainly did, but I mean, you had Homeland Security go completely ape and a congressman to not air or re-air your Homeland Security FEMA camp special.
Yeah, well, this year we did eight of them, but they're only going to air seven. They won't do the one we did on the TSA.
Ah!
That one apparently ain't going to make showtime. They're only going to air seven of the eight that we did.
So now it won't just air once. That's in breaking news. TSA kills Ventura show.
Well, no, I can't say the TSA did it. I'm just stating that they won't air the show we did on TSA. I don't know who killed it. I can only say True TV killed it. I have nothing that indicates it goes beyond them. You'd have to ask them.
I know a little bit about it.
Decide not to air the eighth show, a show that exploits the TSA and what they got in store for you coming up in the future.
Yeah, the highway checkpoints. And you guys went, I know, and well, tell folks what they won't be seeing. Then you went and confronted what the body scanner makers and shirt off.
We exposed, if you noticed, a week ago they started pulling those big radiation things out of the airports. They're still not admitting that they're not safe. Well, then why are they replacing them?
Well, they're putting them in smaller airports to now give them a baking, but yeah.
Whatever. But we expose that these things are not safe. We expose that the radiation levels are at an unsafe level. We also expose the fact that TSA employees aren't allowed to wear radiation badges for their own protection. So you can clearly see the government doesn't want any lawsuits coming from anywhere, so they don't put anything in place for safety, and that way they always have plausible denial.
That's state-run media. Wow, that's big news, though. Homeland Security kills one episode on FEMA camps, and then now this will never air on TSA. That is amazing. That is unbelievable. That's why when I get offered these national TV shows, I don't even do them. You bust your butt, and then they don't air. Jesse Ventura, though, you got three series aired. Awesome.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.